Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The phone line's starting to pick up a little. We're going there next at 844-967-2789. A pal of mine who's definitely been thrown out of a party or two for being just a skosh too profane. How you doing, profane Ronnie?
Hiya, honey. So I got to ask you about this being shushed. Was it the same bartender as all the previous years? A guy maybe our age, brown hair, glasses?
Oh, he definitely had glasses. I believe his name was Tom. And Tom gave me a stern lecture.
So you don't remember. This happened 2 years ago.
Was I drunk then? Was I swearing too much then as well?
No, I think all four of us were. Because it was me, my friend Steve, you and Dom. Maybe Kristen was there, maybe somebody else. It was after the meeting, and we all hung out there, and we were talking. And, you know, talking about the Trump administration and everything crazy that was going on. And he comes over, and real dry, he says, "I'm sorry, but we don't tolerate that kind of language here." And we all were like waiting for the punchline. We were just silent looking at him, and then we all realized he was serious. And
I know that, Ronnie, apparently I was too drunk to remember the last time that I was shushed in that bar, but I certainly didn't think he was being serious. You know, I wouldn't have been snarky in response. And the funniest part is Dom and I have been on the radio together, and, you know, in almost 10 years. I think collectively we swore four times between us in 10 years on the radio. But sitting there, even after he said it, Ronnie, there was no way Dom could not swear. We had to go into the party because he's just a filthy little boy. Filthy. But it was good seeing him, man. I missed that guy.
Oh, if I would have known he was going to be there, I would have stepped in after my thing. Damn it.
Oh, there you go, being all profane again. Yeah. You know, we don't tolerate that sort of behavior here, Ronnie.
Liar.
No, we encourage it.
Oh, yeah.
Any other thoughts, sister?
I just wanted to remind you that we have all been shushed there.
Same guy shushing me again. There will not be a third lifetime shushing at that hotel bar. Probably. Unless I forget again.
He's a serial shusher.
Apparently. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
Oh, I'm just seething with a grievance today, so get the fire extinguisher out. I'm ready to roll here. You did a fabulous job over the last 2 days and today in covering some just really critical stuff. And I'm talking about the work that you did with an interview from the guys from the Elections Commission on Monday, which everybody should listen to, and the work that you did yesterday when talking about Milwaukee and the intense pressures that that city faces, and particularly when Pizza Box called to talk about the woes facing his African-American children in terms of how harshly they are judged compared to others. So I throw into the mix here, I don't know if you saw this story or not, but there's a Wisconsin National Guardsman that is going to be sentenced on Friday for his participation in the January 6th insurrection. He was in the Capitol with the rest of the seditionists, and he was in there for 40 minutes. And he is in the National Guard, okay? He's in the National Guard. His name is Markovsky. He is in the National Guard out of a unit out of River Falls, Wisconsin. And he was, of course, trying to seek to get a reduction in his sentence. Not surprising he would try to do that. But what's even more amazing is that the officers over him who are seeking to get an easy ride for him, they include one officer, four non-commissioned officers, and a junior-ranked soldier who was his team leader. And one of the lines that they said about him that just, I thought you guys would just so appreciate, they said, you know, that they have no doubt that this guy should continue in service because, quote, it was a lapse of judgment on his part. Now, wouldn't that include most any criminal act is a lapse of judgment on their part? And here we have a soldier, a national guardsman.
Youthful indiscretions.
Oh, my God. And don't they swear an oath to, you know, uphold the Constitution, which is the peaceful transfer of power, which doesn't include storming the Capitol to try to hang the vice president? But yet we are supposed to say it was a lapse in judgment. So it isn't even the National Guardsmen who should be hung high, if we're going to hang people high. It's the people above him who are just, you know, whitewashing what the guy did. Instead of saying, yeah, buddy, you made a big old boo-boo and you deserve what's coming down the road. Instead, it's a lapse in judgment. So I guess I would encourage the rest of us to think of other ways we could have just a simple lapse in judgment. For example, you forget to pay your taxes. Lapse in judgment, right?
Only the suckers pay taxes, Joe. I meant to not pay them.
So at any rate, here we are, just a nice example within the military of cover your, not just your ass, but other people. So,
you know, that's an unusual circumstance you describe. That has not been my experience with the military. The military, to my experience, was kind of like the old wait till your dad gets home. Because it wasn't enough. If you got in trouble in civilian life, you were going to get a double ass kicking when, you know, Uncle Sam got home. You were under additional scrutiny, as at least I was, as an enlisted guy during time of war. And I went AWOL briefly, like for an hour, you know, because I'm always walking on the edge, Joe. And I was at basic training. I was one of the platoon, assistant platoon leader, squad leader type guys. And I had the authority to go to the PX without supervision of drill sergeant. You know, I was able to go get foot powder or whatever the guys needed. I just wanted to go use the phone. This was way before cell phones. So, you know, I used the authority of being able to leave barracks. And I snuck off and I used a phone. And apparently a lot of guys did that day. Because when I got caught, I got a lot of extra work detail. You know, I got slammed by the military. And the crime... My crime was out of the barracks without proper leave, even though I was wearing, you know, rank, even though I had sort of permission from the drill sergeant to do what I had to do, even though he didn't give me permission to go make personal phone calls. So, you know, I broke the rules, but I got double hammered by the Army. It's not usually the Army covers your ass. It's just the opposite.
Yeah, January 6th might have had something to do with it. Don't you think that...
Yeah, Mike, Joe. One last thought. I had a buddy, and he broke a guy's jaw. And we were into basic training, and this Schmitty, this big kid from Brooklyn, looked a lot like Mike Tyson, and he was built like Mike Tyson. He's a quiet, peaceful guy. But there are some guys infringing on our formation. We're getting ready to go off to war soon. And you just don't break another... platoon's formation. These guys didn't know. They were a week into boot camp or a few days. So anyways, little small fights had broken out. And this one back-talking kid starts talking smack to our drill sergeant. And the drill sergeant finally got frustrated and he said, Schmitty, get him. And that kid's jaw was broken. He hit him about 3 times. By the time that kid hit the ground, he had a broken jaw and he didn't graduate from boot camp. Schmitty got arrested, and like a week later, they just quietly took him to the airport and put him on a plane to Texas, and we all flew out together. So I guess that's a little CYA.
Loud noises!
Keep your voice down, please. Keep your voice down.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
And when you're a star, they'll let you do it. You can do it.